So now we're going to do a little bit of Yitzchak Pidecha, of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, Zatzal. Amazing, amazing stories. Rabbi Levi says he says stories of his people, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was definitely one of his people. So he says stories of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. So we said yesterday that we're going to say today, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak himself spoke about the Rosh Hashanah Tapresh Pei, 1919, in Uman, which was the year. It was between the reds and the whites in Russia were taking over, the communists and the Bolsheviks. There was fights going on, there were gangs all over the place. There was chaos, there were teenagers murdered right and left, not only Jews, but many, many Jews. And people, and there was hunger in the world, and there were typhoons running around, and it was a horrible, horrible time. And that Rosh Hashanah, it was in the sea with Nefesh to go to Uman, and he went to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, and let's see what happened there. So Rabbi Levi says himself. He begins like this. And the Rosh Hashanah of Tapresh Pei, 680. Today was 775. So it was 680. So that is 95 years ago. Yeah. There was no one to be Chazan. Rabbi Levi to be in. Because the Chazan Kavua of Avraham Shternov couldn't come that year. So they sent me to be the Chazan. Simply he says, earlier I lived in Tetlik. At that time I was living in Tetlik. The whole summer I was laying with the typhus. And my face looked more like a dead person than a live person. But they sent me to be chazan, so I was a chazan. I didn't even have shoes. I went without shoes. I just had shmatas around my feet. My bare feet. And he couldn't dive in barefoot. He said, I love how you can't dive in barefoot. Chazan, you can't dive in barefoot. The best. Only bit of Amigdash.
Can you have to wear full clothes when you
dive? You have to wear like you're going to go in front of a king.
Oh, so you can't do it in your house with shorts or something.
You have to be like you can stand in front of a king. How do you stand? A t-shirt in front of a king?
No.
So? The cap, you go to the cap in front of a king? Okay.
But I won't wear because
I want to put the filling,
it's not
a
good
for
the outside.
Okay. Not the same, that's that. Okay. Add each time something. For a while, and another something.
Okay, so no short food time.
Yeah, good. Doing long fast. You grew just now.
Good to know,
good to learn. Okay, that's it. You know that you have to be like in front of a king. So that's it. You're going to get that feeling and that idea, isn't it? Okay, I was living with someone. So I was a kid. I asked him, what do you dive in the morning? He tells me, I said, what is this? What, you don't say this? You don't say, what? You're a big boy already. He says, oh, I didn't know. You still say this? Yeah. He said, tell me the order of prayer. He said, what do you have to say? I said, well, I went to the city with him. I told him what to say. When to say and what to say. So after that, I was thinking, I forgot to tell him. I said, don't take everything upon yourself at once because you're going to fall. So a few days later, I asked him, no, you're doing what we said. What we learned? He said, the day after I did it all, and then I didn't do it anymore. I said, yeah, of course, I didn't tell you. Take one thing. Say, what is it? You didn't say Asher Wedes? You say Asher Wedes. See, only Asher Wedes for a long time. You get used to that. Add the Kobanot. Add this. Okay, you can't take upon yourself everything at once, obviously. You have something to collect. Anyways. Yeah, so we're talking here. Yeah. Only the second day. I know. Until someone saw him davening for the Amud in the day, he got someone for the Amud without shoes. So he had some shoes from America, and they gave me the shoes to wear. And I davened in front of the Amud with a great roar. Outside, there was live fire going around, literally, right? It was dangerous. It could be shooting coming through the windows. There's nowhere to be safe. The shul house, just the court of the Aval. And the mamash was a shakana, and it was the top of their baladan before the communists took over. And that's how we dive in front of the Amud. When I reached Uman, when I got to Uman, he says, at the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah, I went, the night before Rosh Hashanah, I went to the shul. It was a very scary scene. It looked more like a hospital than a shul. Every two, the safsalim, two benches were put together and a sick person was laying on them. There were typhus, many people died because of this. I already revived, but of course I was very weak. And Mitzio Balski, he lived in Uman, he saw my situation, he put me in his house, and he gave me some stuff to eat, whatever, he gave me the clean clothing, he gave me a bed, an old bed, where I slept a little bit before it's called. And I went inside the shul from Arab, the best of shul, and I heard them announcing at 3 a.m., they'll say Tzlichot, like today in Uman also 3 a.m., 2:30, 3 a.m., that's when Tzlichot is. And I'm thinking, what's Tzlichot? In this hospital, there's going to be Tzlichot, people here, no one's going to get sent. People are sitting, laying down there, and seriously in critical condition. They came to shul. They're dying. Who's going to say Tzlichot? Is anyone to go to daven even Tzlichot? Say for the Amud, what's going to be? But when the morning came, 3 a.m., we saw in our own eyes the greatness of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The shul was just a few hours ago, there was a whole chaos, a balagan. There were safsalim thrown all over the place. Here was considered a bed, and that was a bed, and that was a bed. All beds of the sick people was set. Everything was in order and place. And many people already were sitting down with their tzlichos in their hands. As if nothing happened. These people are very, very sick. Okay, we have a headache. I have to rest. I can't come give a class today. I can't. I'm sorry. My wife has to take them together. I have a headache. I can't. Okay, we're already a very weak generation, huh? And then Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, the head of the Chavura came to me, his name is Shim Shabalski, who was granted Rabbeinu, and he came over to me, and he says, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, okay, too. Which means, no to the Amud. We have to emphasize that Slichas, by Chassidim Lesev, the Slichas, the last Slichas of the year, which is an Amashon, is also part of the Kibbutz Takradesh of Rabbeinu, not only Rosh Hashanah, also before. So even if someone doesn't go to Uman, he goes to Meron or to Yerushalayim, the Slichas before, he should also be in the Kibbutz, also get together with the rest of Chassidim. Usually, Rabbi Avraham Shteranov, he lives in Eretz. He used to be the Chazan, but obviously he couldn't come. So Levi Yitzchak was 22 years old, 22, not 23, 22. He went to the Amud. And Levi Yitzchak continued saying that very Hashanah. In the beginning I said, no, Gevad, what does he want from me? I'm so sick, I can't even pronounce words in my mouth and clearly. How could I dive in front of the Tzibur? But Rav Shimshon was very strict with me and he had the power of a leader. And I couldn't say no. So I went for the first time in my life, down in Slichas, in Chol Brit, and some of the people came to Uman. I shouted the Chol Brit. Right? Meaning it was from the depth of the heart. It was crazy. You could have been alive this moment and dead the next. It's chaos, complete chaos, right outside the shul. You hear fire, guns, it was chaos, not like balagan. They were screaming and crying from every corner of the shul. In the morning, after the davening, we all went, as usual, as in the minhag and blessed of it, we went to the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and then we understood, I guess they weren't in the city yet. And we heard that the bandas, this group, were planning an attack on the city. So immediately you went to the blessed to see, and usually you spend hours there doing Vidu Dvarim. You spend, you did Ishtatus, Sikun HaKlali, something to Vidu Dvarim, you ran away. In the evening we went to Shul again. Rav Shimshon sent with someone that again I'm going to be davening for the Amud. Yeah. For Mincha. So again I went. He said, I cried the mincha. And then again, he sent me again, Mar. Now Mar. This is the first thing that I was dead a few weeks ago. He's sick like a dog. You didn't get it. You know when someone gets sick, even get a fever, it takes us a week or two to get back to ourselves. You just down for the amun. Yeah, that's what he said. So, and with Allah Shem and El Chamishi, we'll continue about the reflex Te'u. Mita'er, he's explaining the description of what happened there. Tav Reish Pei. Paul Sultan, I give them the fee. I'm saying enough.